This is Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast, and today, Mizmor Dalet, Chapter 4. And may our study of this Sefer Tehillim, this book of prayers, serves to the schut of our dear IDF soldiers, our hostages, all those injured and all those displaced in this war that we are fighting. Today we're going to take a look at Perek Dalet. Our chapter today is a chapter of prayer. Note how it begins. It begins, B'kor'i aneni. When I call out, answer me, Elohei Tzidki. And Shema Tfilati, hear my prayer. And this segment maybe ends in Pasuk Dalet. Hashem Yishma Bekori Elav. Let God hear when I call to him. So we have this notion of prayer. But what is he praying about? If you read the chapter, you'll see that we have the lone chassid. And people, apparently a lot of them, are insulting him. And he speaks to the crowd and he says, B'nei ish ad mekvodi lichlima. How long will my honor be mocked? How long will you love lies, seek accusations and defamation? And the response, as far as our chapter is concerned, is to trust God. We have echoes of Birkat Kohanim. For example, Nasa Eleinu Or Panecha Hashem. Right? Give us the light of your face. B'shalom yashka yachdav eshkava. So if you hear that, Or panecha b'shalom, we have Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. And again, as in the previous chapter, we have the notion of sleeping soundly. So just like so often in Tehillim, we have a drama of faith and security. We have the notion of, for example, right at the beginning of the perek, Batsar hirchavtali. Batsar, narrow, hirchavtali, moving from narrow places to expanse, to relief. And we have, if you want, the negative, the shame, the klima, the rik, the chazav, the lies, versus alternative words, right? Tov, zivchei tzedek, chassid, Elohei tzidki, or light, simcha, joy, shalom, betach. These two poles, these two extremes of shame and lies and nonsense and craziness, as opposed to good and righteousness and all of that. So that's the framing. But let me share a perspective from Rav Benny Lau in his wonderful book on Tehillim, which comes from his 929 podcasts. And he focuses on the pasuk, Rigzuv al techetau, tremble and do not sin. Imru bilvavchem, say in your hearts, al mishkavchem, on your beds, v'domu, and be silent, selah. What exactly is happening in this verse, which is also part of Kriyat Shema al Hamita? So let me just mention a couple of perspectives, and then I'll go to Rav Benny. For example, this idea of imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem, the Radak says, Ki adamo mishkavo yimsa libo yoter panoi miske haolam. A person, when they go to bed, they start thinking through their day. They have time to think, right? And what does it mean? So, rigzuv al techetau, right? Be agitated, maybe, and do not sin. Say in your heart and your beds, on your beds, and then bedomu, be silent. What exactly is happening here? Says the Ibn Ezra, Rigzu bavor shiachlimu tachat kvodo, because he has been shamed, he has been embarrassed, right? How is he going to respond? And this is where I come to Rav Benny Lau. He says, a person goes to bed and they think through their day and everything that's happened. And he sees the mistakes he's made. Maybe he's had an argument with somebody. Maybe he lost his temper. Maybe, you know, something happened which agitated. And there are so many things which can upset somebody. Maybe it's simply just the news. How much can a person take? And at those silent moments at night, a person thinks through their day. And the question, of course, is, how are they going to respond? And we say, Rigzu, right? You'll go through a day and you'll get agitated. In Rubavavchem al Mishchem, when you're thinking things over in your bed, Vedomusela, be silent. You know, there's always the famous advice that people give married couples: never go to sleep in an argument. Always solve the argument before you go to sleep. And it seems to be that what's happening here is to don't allow your anger to fester. Don't allow the anger to fester into rigzu. You know, like you might be agitated, v'al techetal. Don't allow yourself to have any agitation, upset. Don't let it to take you to a place where you sin. In fact, more than that, maybe if you can somehow develop your faith in God, you can put all those things aside and just say, you know what, it'll be okay, let God take care of it, and I'll be okay tomorrow. But here's the interesting thing. The Gemara in Brachot says, Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Le'olam yargiz adam yetze tov al yetze hara, she'ne'emar rigzu va'al techetau. A person should always make their good side prevail against their bad side, as it says, rigzu va'al techetau. In other words, all of us have the choice to know how to respond. And maybe even before we go to bed, right, we can think this through. And therefore, one of the prayers which are put into the nighttime prayers before a person sleeps is a beautiful tefillah. Ribono shel olam, Master of the Universe, hareini mochel v'soleach l'chol mi she'hechis v'iknit oti. I'm going to forgive everybody who angered me, who agitated me, or shechakta k'negdi, or who sinned against me, ben b'gufi, ben b'mamoni, ben b'chvodi, whether they hurt me personally, financially, or my dignity, bein b'chol asheli, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'shogeg, whether they meant to do it, whether they didn't, bein b'meizid, bein b'dibor, bein b'maaseh, v'lo ya'enesh shum adam b'sibati. Some sense of, a release before one goes to sleep. And then we have, of course, this final pasuk of the perek, b'shalom yachdav eshkava v'ishan, I will lie down in peace, ki ata Hashem, because you are God, levadad, levetach toshiveni, you will set things right. So if we read the perek this way, maybe a person goes through all sorts of problems during their day, but hopefully they can go to sleep with a sense of calm, and they won't allow themselves to be eaten up by agitation, by frustration, and by upset. And that way, hopefully, we'll all be in a better space. So that's some thoughts for today's perek. Have a good day, everybody.